Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lately, I've really been focused on spicing up my sex life. I want it spicy. And Dame Products has helped me do just that. And that's why we want to thank Dame Products for being a sponsor of the show. They've been a great partner, and we love their products. Please check them out and get 10% off when you use code COCKTAILS. And now, let's get back to the show.
Yeah, yeah, check one, two. Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to COCKTAILS. Dirty discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Today's cocktail is called Back to School Teeny. So the ingredients you need are 2 ounces of Tito's vodka, a 1/2 ounce of Malibu coconut rum, 1/2 ounce of apple juice, a splash of grenadine, and an apple slice for garnish. So you're going to make it by filling the cocktail shaker halfway with ice, pour in the vodka, the rum, and the apple juice, add a splash of grenadine, shake well, and strain into a martini glass, garnish with the apple slice, and that is a Back to School Teeny. Shout out to all the parents out there that had to wake up at 5 a.m. and get their babies ready for school.
Did you have to do that today?
No, I didn't. Oh. But I just was on Instagram and all I saw was, little Ashley's going back to school.
Girl, I'll be muting those people plus they kids too much. The only kid I want to see is my baby Walker. And he looks so cute. He's going to first grade today.
Oh my goodness. What do he wear?
He has a uniform.
Oh, I was about to say, do they let him pick out his own clothes?
No, it's like he has to wear a collared shirt and khaki bottoms, I think. So it's pretty boring. But
it's adorable. I remember when I used to wear uniforms in elementary school. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never had to go through that. Thank goodness. Even when I was in private school, which was surprising.
That is surprising. I used to be so upset with my mom, though, because she would make me get the real uniform. You know how some girls, their parents let them get the cute one. Yeah. They roll their skirts up. I had the real pleated.
Roll your skirt up.
I had the pleated skirt. I was like, Mom.
She was trying to stop you from being fast.
Well,
it didn't work.
Here I am. Here I go.
Oh, my God. Welcome back to Cocktail Story Discussions, you guys.
Hey, y'all.
So, if I'm looking crazy today, please just dismiss it. Once again, I just got back from Houston.
She just got back. Kiki was talking about, woo! I'm not going to miss my flight. She missed her flight.
I missed my flight, and I never miss my flight. I was like, I'm not going to miss it. I was saying that in the club last night, and then it ended up being a crazy, like, span of 12 hours, and I was drunk texting. Ooh. I was getting emergency alerts from family members. Just having to do so much. I tried to sit down. That didn't work out. It was bad. Yeah, so I missed the flight. I had to pay all this money for another flight. And it was just like, Yeah, and then I was like, I thought, well, you miss your flight. If you get to the airport in time, they put you on standby. They offered me that option. And I'm like in a panic. I'm like, I mean, I did have to go to work, but I was like, we got a studio session. Mm. Deposit is paid.
So what's up?
I got to get here somehow, some way. So I'm like, all right, well, maybe I'll fly out of Southwest because I'm flying out of Hobby. And they have like 5011 flights. So that line was so fucking long. I'm on the phone with Delta. I get to the counter. The girl at the counter is new. She didn't know what she was doing. And it just messed me up. But anyway, I got on a standby thing and I need to call Delta when I get out of here because I need a refund. And then the man on the phone told me it was a refundable fare that I bought, but I'm looking at my email and it's like non-refundable. I'm disputing that shit.
They need to get on the same page. Like, you know, when it comes to those airline tickets, you'd be like, hold up, it didn't say that.
Yeah, or like, you told me one thing. They always say your call may be recorded. It's
recorded.
Can y'all pull up the recording? Yeah. We need to re-listen. Well, my ponytail, if my hair is messed up, it's not because I had a drunk night. It's because I don't know how to do hair. And I bought this ponytail from Amazon for $13. And
okay,
I
was like, what made you do that?
Because I, you know, I took out my weave and wearing my natural hair, but the humidity, the maintenance.
It's not going to work
you. It's just not going to work. And I don't know how to do hair. I didn't get blessed with those hands. Mm. When I say I don't know how to do, I can barely do a twist. I can't do a braid. It's hard for me to comb. So I saw this video about these ponytails. And I feel like Ariana Grande. And I was like, I need to work on smoothing it out. But this going to be my little go-to. I'm going to hang her up in the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's not feeling real secure, so I don't think I can fuck in it. But it's secure enough
to take that off.
To record it. Yeah. Because, mm-hmm. girl, this weekend, I got a little dick appointment.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little emergency ponytail. Wait a minute. You got a dick appointment.
Ooh, woohoo. We're going to talk about it later.
Oh.
I want to let everybody know that Thursday is when our episodes come out. Saturday, August 14th, I'm hosting a live sexual art exhibit brought to you by Sexual Essentials. Mm. If y'all know Samaya, I would hope that everybody could come. There's only 200 tickets, so everybody can't come, but make sure y'all hurry up and get them because they're almost sold out.
Where's it at?
It's going to be at Treehouse. I've never been there before.
Me either.
So it's a very lavish event. I thought this was going to be like, bust that thing open. But after she gave me the rundown, girl, it's a masquerade.
Oh.
You don't have to wear a mask, but if you're worried about, you know, the pictures being taken, because there will be live sexual activity going on. So the exhibits.
Wait.
That's
what you
I
mean,
said.
Sexual activity?
So, like, King Noir and his girl will be there. They're mm-hmm. going to be showing some type of pleasure live exhibit. There's a squirter. There's like a, and these are, when you go to an art exhibit, you walk around, go to the different art pieces, it'll be people doing whatever it is that their profession is. So, in a classy way, if you will. So this is like, you can wear a gown, you can wear, be as
Are you gonna wear a gown?
So I don't know if I'm gonna wear a gown. I think more so I'm gonna wear something dressy in like a two-piece set. Mm-hmm. If I find something gowny, then maybe, but I don't know. Taha and I are hosting it, so mm-hmm. you know the vibes will be there. There is an open bar depending on what ticket you get, and I hope to see y'all there. Go to artxxxhibit.com. So that's artxxxhibit.com to get your tickets. Some of the niggas that I used to fuck with are like, I bought a ticket, I'm coming. I was like, wait, all y'all coming?
It's gonna be a party.
Y'all better know how to behave. That's all I'm gonna say.
Well, speaking of behaving, I was not.
Good, yes.
Y'all, I had a great weekend.
You
I
did.
Was outside, I was cutting up.
Cheers
I met some
that.
Old man at the club last night.
I like
night.
Them old.
I don't usually like him too old. Like, he was old. Like, I started calling him Mr. Fisher.
Wait, is that his name?
I don't know what his name is, like his first name, but his last name, I'm assuming. I don't know. But he was asking me, he said he knew people from Natchitoches. So okay. We're talking about that. He asked me if I know his people. So I said, well, do you know any of my people? And I tell him my last name. He's talking about, hold up. You got me feeling like I'm the police. You don't need to give me your whole government name. I said, well, we were just talking about families and you gave me your family name.
Yeah, Mr. Fisher.
Whatever, Mr. Fisher. But I had to put Mr. on it because he old. Like, you need to be respectful to your elders anyway. Yeah. He fell in love and I didn't even do nothing but say hello.
Don't you love when that happens?
I do, except I wish it was somebody I wanted.
But it still be feeling good when you realize you're just a bad bitch and like you saying hi to someone or smiling at them can make them be like, what do you need, baby girl? You want something?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you look ugly. Now, when you look pretty, that's one thing. But when you look ugly and you pull a nigga, you be like, thank
yeah,
you,
that's
God.
That. Now that's different. Now I was looking cute yesterday, so it wasn't an ugly day. But I do
you know
feel
what I mean?
You.
It's like it's a boost of confidence. Yeah, everybody needs that in their life.
Y'all, I was posting Instagram stories drunk again. I'm so embarrassed. I did a lot of embarrassing.
Do you
things.
When you see the videos and you're embarrassed, you delete them or do you be like everybody's gonna
them.
Know I deleted them?
1,200 people already saw it, and I was like, bitch, I don't give a fuck because it's not gonna be 1201. I deleted it, and the only reason I even saw it because I didn't go back. I don't remember even recording that goddamn
that's the
video.
Worst. You're like, people been watching
I didn't
this
think
today.
I was that drunk, you know? But that's how I always am. I never think I'm that drunk. Yeah. So my hair was fucked up in the video. And I was thinking, like, the nigga I was with later on that night, he kept, like, patting my hair down. But I just thought he just wanted to touch me. He was probably trying to fix my shit because it was looking crazy. So my friend sends me a DM and was like, my husband said, you were fucked up. I was like, yeah, your husband right. Thank y'all for alerting me so I can delete the damn video.
Me delete. Was he drunk?
No, he just saw, they were sitting down watching Instagram stories, I guess, and saw it. No, he wasn't drunk. The nigga I was with, was he drunk? I mean, I don't know, because I didn't think I was. We were all drinking. I went to an after hours. What the fuck was I doing at an after hours?
So you had an after hours type of night. Y'all was drinking, because bedtime is 12:30.
Bitch, I wanted to be home at 12:30. So I went to the Burgers and Bottles event, and that was really cool. If you missed it, you need to see when they're going to do the next one in your city. I think Orlando said they're going back to New York next. I'm not sure. But it was a cool event. I went there, and then we went to this place called The Locker Room.
That sounds like a strip club.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. But it's not. It's like a sports bar.
Oh.
So we went there. They had the best food that I had had at a club all weekend until I got to the address. So we went there. Then we went to camp. That's when I was really drunk, posting crazy stuff. And I went to a club called Club AM, and it was like, it used to be a strip club. Mm-hmm. And there were girls in there dancing, but they obviously weren't hired. It was just like, if we got on the stage in our clothes, dressed like this.
Oh, y'all gonna have to twerking, give me some money.
And nobody was throwing money. It was very sad. So I took a nap in the club again, like old days. And then I woke up because somebody spilled a drink on me. And then I was like, I'm ready to go. It's time to suck some dick.
I love that, like, Kiki be falling asleep. And now everyone knows. Just let her sleep. Yeah. Like, what's the worst that could happen? Make sure she's safe.
Is she good? Yeah, she's fine. She got to sleep it off. And I woke up and I was turned again. So, you know, it was great. Oh,
look, the beauty
great.
Of it. Find the beauty in it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to, before we move on, let all the ladies know, please be careful out here, especially if you're in Atlanta. Apparently, there's a serial killer on the loose, and he's cutting titties off. And so,
okay, slicing titties off, eyelids.
Yeah, ripping bitches from their pussy to their torso. Like,
killing dogs.
In places that this don't be happening at, like Piedmont Park. I was really shocked about the Piedmont Park situation.
I wasn't so shocked about that. That's a big-ass park. It seems like the perfect place to go murder somebody and, like, leave a body.
Wow.
Because it's so big. I don't listen to a lot of true crime podcasts. Yeah. They always find them in those big parks. But yeah, it's very
sad. Y'all be careful. If you have a dog and you go out at night normally, have someone go with you or don't take her at all.
Do you, when you walk your dog at night, do you like walk around the area or do y'all have like a dog area?
We don't. We have a dog area, but it's not really a walk. And my dog doesn't like grass. So she's so fucking bougie. So I have to walk her around the building until she goes. But
she likes to go on concrete?
On concrete, wherever the fuck she wants. Normally right in front of doors. And I'll be like, people be like, why you let your dog do it? I mean, she's an old broad and I can't just drag. Like, she just starts. She already knows. She's like, what you gonna do?
Yeah.
So I've just decided I'm not gonna walk her when the sun goes down just to be safe. And this weekend I had a nigga spend the night and I just had him walk her. So
we're gonna go slide past that. we'll table that and come back. You had a nigga spend the night.
Yeah, girl. I don't know about you, but I've been feeling, when I was in college, my mentor, shout out to Miss Williams, she used to always tell me when you reach a certain point in your 30s, you get really horny. And that's like, you just want to have sex all the time. And I was always like, girl, shut up. Because when I turned 30, I was like, I'm not really horny. I think it hit me.
Okay.
I've just been horny. Like, I'm horny right now. I got a vibrator in my bag. So if
you're
I'm
about
in the
to go to the bathroom,
you know what
you
I mean?
About
like,
to do?
I don't know. I've just been like really horny. Last night, I woke up in the middle of my sleep and just started playing with my pussy. I was like, what? Is this what
you
she
know what
meant?
I feel like? Probably. I feel like anytime I go out drinking the next morning, I am so horny. Does that happen to you?
I don't normally know. Maybe
and I'm not
it's
drunk
the yoga.
No more.
Like,
because
we do a lot of hip opener positions. And I did a lot of yoga these past couple of days. And I'm like, is that what it is? That's why the nigga ended up through the night. Because I was like, I need you. I need that dick.
Oh. Did you tell him that?
I probably did. I probably told him that in the strip club. We went to the strip club. It was probably the goddamn strip club.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, sexual environment. Why not?
Why not? I'd be in the strip club acting like it's my money. Do you do that?
Hell yeah.
I feel like we was in the club with his friend. I'm just grabbing the money like, okay, stop playing. We gonna spend this money. Don't just keep it sitting here so people can look. This is not decoration.
If we just gonna have money sitting around, you could have just sent me a deposit.
Girl, and I'm going to the stage. I'm blessing bitches. What's up?
Mm-hmm, and I'm buying shit. Yes, we'll have another drink. Yes, we need the hookah. Do y'all have food? I need some wings.
I love the strip club. I absolutely love the strip club. I say all that to say that's why the nigga ended up spending the night, because I'd be horny now.
Oh.
Rest in peace to my Lieutenant Bay. We are no longer.
Girl, I thought she was about to say rest in peace to the nigga from the weekend. thank God. Because I was going to say, damn, what happened? Okay, rest in peace to Lieutenant Bay. Okay, are you really done?
Yeah. What? When I say I'm done, I'd be done.
I mean, you be saying that, but like, just called you.
I'm so done that I almost blocked his number. But then I remembered.
What stopped you?
What stopped me was Professor Dr. Kanika Bell. I took a psychology class my sophomore year in college, and she talked about when you do stuff like block people, it actually does the opposite effect. It makes you think about them way more. I didn't block him, you know, because that.
That's the reason. Yeah. Okay.
But we are over. I was always single, so how are you single going through a breakup? I don't know, but
it happens.
I decided I'm going to start shopping at the Chinese market, the Asian supermarket place.
Super H.
Yeah. So I
Why?
Can. I would like to find an Asian man. I want Asian men now. So.
There. So you all go to the supermarket to
I think
them.
That's the best place.
Why?
Where else I'm going to find them? They don't be looking at us in the nail salons. They don't. So it's like, he going to be like, bitch, pay your nail.
You want to leave them? They exist other places, girl.
I don't want a flavorful Asian. That's what I'm saying.
You
know? I want pure, me no speak no English. Yes. I don't want want him listening to hip hop. I don't want him sagging his jeans. I don't want him to have
That's
braids.
That's going to be hard, girl. Oh, braids.
Yeah. Well, I don't want him to have a taper fade. None of that. I want him to have Jesus sandals on and breath kind of stank a little. That's all I'm saying. So y'all find me at the Asian supermarkets if you want to.
You gonna be there alone. I won't find you there. I'm not going hunting for men at the grocery store. We gotta find somewhere else to go. But good luck on your journey.
Thank you.
Why are you done with this man?
Because he playing too much. I don't have time for it, Kiki. I feel like my vibrations have been good lately. I've been happy, skin glowing, hair trying to grow. I'm not going to keep playing this game of what I know something is up and you're not telling me. You know what I mean? That's stressful, bro.
Yeah, so it's like when you bring it up, he's not being honest, like in the stories you told us.
Yeah.
Or you feel it.
And maybe he is being honest, but to me, something just ain't sitting right. And I read something on the internet and it said, when your gut is telling you something, I don't remember what it said verbatim, but it was like, when your gut tells you that somebody's acting weird, they're acting weird. Like, it's one thing if you're crazy, which I do be a little crazy, but this is just different.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean, though. It's just like, why would you have the gut feeling if it's really nothing there? Something is there.
Yeah.
And if I'm crazy, fuck it, I'm crazy. But I don't like the feeling, so whether you're doing some shit or not, I don't feel good. This ain't fun no more.
And I don't like feeling clingy. That's it. It's not fun. This ain't fun no more. Mm-hmm. So, though, you know, it was great while it lasted. I sent him a little farewell text and was like, this was a great year and some couple of months, and I'll cherish each and every memory and gift that you ever got me, and I appreciate it. And he said he was going to pay for my microlinks next week for the sexual
That's why his ass ain't blocked.
So I still need him to do that. And so it's just done. And I let him know it's okay. It's not even like I didn't shed a tear. It's fine. Moving on. And I got niggas. So what's up?
Well, bounce back then.
Tag in. Where y'all at? I got a list.
Oh.
Okay.
I need to catch up. Okay. Well, I guess on that note, we can move a little bit along. I do want to remind you guys about Dame products. Ooh. Now, you talking about being horny and sex toys in your purse. I had to charge mine up because I was using them this weekend. But Dame products has some great products out there, and you guys have got to check them out.
You guys do. This past weekend, at some point, it was National Orgasm Day. I hope you
Saturday.
Got one in. I hope y'all celebrated.
Did I get an orgasm?
Ooh, I celebrated with my Dame products. Y'all know I love the Arc. I got to celebrate because of it. Mm-hmm. I sent a video. This is your fault and Dame products.
It's my fault.
Girl, because you be talking about sending the video. So I was like, let me bust it right open real quick. I grabbed my little Arc, turned it on. It was charged and ready. Mm-hmm. And I sent a video to Real Estate Bae.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Did he like it?
He was so shocked because I really haven't known him that long. But I was like, what would Kiki do? Mm-hmm. And you would send it.
I would send it.
Just met yesterday. Want to see my pussy? So that is kind of like how I handled that. You guys, the Arc. It features a strong motor, a squishy bulb. I love them squishy bulbs with a clit-stimulating ridge, and it's an easy-reach curved handle, which is a big A+, helping you explore and discover the perfect spot.
And the vibes are waterproof, and they're USB charged. So they have long-lasting batteries. You just plug that thing in wherever, as long as it's a USB port. It has a little magnetic piece that goes through it, so you don't have to worry about buying batteries and running to Walmart in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. trying to buy batteries, and then you find out that they're not open 24 hours no more. I mean, not that I know about that, but I'm just saying.
Then you just mad and horny. Mm-hmm. You guys, make sure you go to dameproducts.com, use code COCKTAILS for 10% off, and thank us later.
Yes. And then also, While you're online shopping, it's coming up to be time for maybe a Just Because gift, maybe a birthday gift. Christmas is around the corner. So many different things. We're going to talk about Paint Your Life.
Ooh. So the other day, we always bring our portrait because we love it. We want you guys to see it. Mm-hmm. I keep it in the trunk and bring it in, right? So yeah. I was picking my mom up from the airport. Mm-hmm. And I had to move some stuff around so I didn't mess the painting up. So this guy is like, oh my gosh, that's a gorgeous portrait. Did you paint that? I wanted to take the credit for it, but I couldn't. I was like, no, this is from paintyourlife.com. Make sure, I'm all reading the ad. I told him about our show, told him to use code COCKTAILS if he wanted to get a discount. He then was like, I really want to get this for my wife because I'm in the doghouse.
Well,
like,
he is going to have to be in the doghouse for 2 weeks. And that's how long it's going to take to get that portrait out. So if he goes ahead and goes online to paintyourlife.com, he can submit the photos to have the artist come in, draw up a little sketch for you. Mm-hmm. You approve the sketch, and you can get your painting in as little as 2 weeks. So it's going to be 2 more weeks for him in the doghouse. But after that 2 weeks, it's up.
So y'all, get your professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo, any picture you want. Send it to them. It's affordable. And you can combine photos together, so you can really mix any picture that you want, action pictures, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think I want to add this to something that I need in my wedding. I added it to my wedding notes because I got a list of wedding notes, so I added Paint Your Life in there. Like,
that'll
be
good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just want them, and I still want to order another one that is a new portrait. Ordered mine.
Imagine the painter that paints
that. He'd
be like,
dang,
what if he was like, is that Kiki? Is that Kiki said so?
It surely is. Now make me look good. You get to choose from a team of world-class artists and work with them until every detail is just the way you want it.
At paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And right now, as a limited time offer, get 20% off of your painting. 20% off, that's a lot, and free shipping. So to get the special offer, text the word TAILES, T-A-L-E-S, to 64,000. That's TAILES to 64,000. Text TAILES to 64,000.
All right, guys. So when I heard about paintyourlife.com, initially I thought, what a great idea, but it must be incredibly expensive. Then I actually went to paintyourlife.com, looked around, and I realized it's totally affordable. You get a professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo or any set of photos at a truly affordable price. You can choose from a team of artists from all over the world and work with them until every detail is perfect. When I ordered the cocktails photo of Medina and I, there were a few changes that I needed to be made, and the artists were able to turn those changes around really quick before I finally approved the photo to actually be painted and sent over to us. It was a really quick and easy process. It only took a couple of weeks, and it makes for the perfect birthday, anniversary, or even a wedding gift. I love the portrait. We've been bringing it to the studio every time we record, and it's just really something different. It's nice. Our team in the studio didn't even realize it was a painting. They thought it was a photo. It's so realistic, so beautiful. It came in a lovely frame. We just love it. I'm going to have lots of portraits throughout my home from paintyourlife.com. At paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And right now, as a limited time offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word TAILES to 64,000. That's TAILES to 64,000. Text TAILES, T-A-L-E-S, to 64,000. Paint Your Life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. Terms apply. Available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Again, text TAILES to 64,000.
Right. Now we are going to move on to weird sex.
You said a man is not a necessity. A man is a luxury. Like dessert. Yeah. Man is absolutely not necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay. This week's weird sex. People are crazy. This story does not come out of Florida, but it came from Louisiana.
Poor Florida.
I know. Florida. I don't know if it's the heat and humidity or what, but they just cut up out there. Anyway, y'all, this man killed his friend. At the wedding? They was beefing at that wedding.
See.
Mm-hmm. So this is what happened. He thought that his wife or fiance, because they weren't married just yet, thought that the fiance had been sneaking around with his friend. So he confronts the friend, and he had that thing on him and pulled it out and shot his ass. And it's just like...
Sir.
First of all, okay, you shouldn't be killing anybody. And yeah, that's your friend. But what about the girl? That's who you was marrying. It's very strange. So yeah, this just happened this weekend too. National Orgasm Day at that.
Y'all should have been fucking and y'all was murking.
If they had their game products, they could have gotten it together in the beginning of the day. They wouldn't be cheating and sneaking around. It would have been fine. And we would have saved a life, but no. So, yeah. They were only 30.
And now you done ruined everybody's life. Like, mm-hmm. I just don't understand what compels people to do things at these public events. Like, why the wedding, though? Like, we didn't plan this whole wedding. We didn't spend all this money. These people are here.
Like, just imagine. Like, they were riding in the car together. Him, the friend, and the wife.
And he had this planned out already.
He's arguing with the woman about it. Probably, he was probably like, I'm going to have them both in the car. We about to ride to the rehearsal dinner or wherever the fuck they was going. We're about to ride out and I'm going to confront them. I don't get it. So they were arguing and yeah,
I've been talking about my wedding a lot, but that's why in my vows, I am going to have to really be clear about things to these men. Don't kill me. Mm-hmm. If I'm cheating on you, do not kill me. I'm not playing with you. Like, we can either try to work through it or we can just go our separate ways. You don't gotta murk me. Yeah. Or the nigga that I was possibly cheating on you with. Like, come on, bro.
Oh, wait. Oh, my bad. He didn't actually kill him. He just shot him up.
Oh, still.
But still, yeah. So we didn't lose a life. But still, his shit wouldn't have been fucked up. Nobody would have got shot bobbing and weaving through traffic had we not even gotten here.
I wonder if, like, they still had the reception, like, for the guests. Or were they like, hey, you know.
I wonder what happened with all of that. Like, it's paid for. Somebody to eat that food.
Yeah, like. That's rude.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was weird sex this week. Back to crime we go.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Are you offended if you had sex with somebody mm-hmm. and you found out that he like told his homeboys, like almost like high school, like, dang, she got some good pussy. Or are you proud?
I don't know.
He told his homeboys and his cousins.
This is sounding very specific. I mean, like, on one hand, it's like, I would not be offended or upset because it's like, I call my homegirls and say, girl, I just fucked this nigga with a baby leg and that shit was good. You know, so I feel like it's kind of natural to do. It is weird. Like, I don't want to hear about it, though. Like, how would I find out that he told these people? So now everybody's just sitting around talking about how good my pussy is.
Right. And like.
Which it is. But like, y'all don't need to be having roundtable discussions about it. It should just be understood.
Right. So he said the way that he did it was, I asked. Because mm-hmm. I just wanted to know, this is obviously bite-sized Chris Brown, and this is why I'm not fucking with young niggas no more.
Okay.
The nigga keep listening to the show. So, we were playing a game, and I asked him, I was like, hey, like, you know, I done broke my rule, whoop, whoop, whoop. Do, like, yo cousins know that this is, like, happening? Mm-hmm. And he was like, I mean, yeah. And I was like, why? And he was like, He was like, well, because that first night, like after I left your place, he was like, I went in and they were all awake, like awaiting to hear what had happened. And I was like, oh my God, young niggas. And he was like, I mean, I just had to tell him how good that pussy was. I said, oh my God. I was embarrassed.
So do you be around the cousins?
I'd be seeing them like in the elevator and passing, and like I'll be like, hey, and nobody really ever says anything. So I was like, maybe they don't know that we're kind of, or maybe they just are hood niggas and don't like to talk. I couldn't never tell, but like I was cracking up. I wasn't mad because I get it, because I do the same thing with girlfriends. Yeah. But I don't, it's just weird the way dudes do it. That's some good ass pussy. I mean, thank you. And did you expect it not to be?
Right. Like, was this a surprise? Did I hit you with a sneak attack?
Yeah.
The fuck you thought? Wait. I don't know. But no, I don't get upset. But now I'm really thinking about it. And that's something I've been wondering. So the dude I fucked this weekend, I'm wondering if he told some of our friends, because we have some mutual friends. I don't know.
He probably did. Well, maybe he didn't. He seems like professional.
I just thought about it. All of them be listening. So next question.
Jesus. My next question is still talking about pussy.
Okay.
How do you know if you have good pussy? We talked about this on our live Patreon last week.
Yeah.
And some people had some really good answers. But how do you personally know?
Okay. So I feel like in the moment or later? I guess I can say both.
Yeah.
Okay. So like in the moment is how they act. If it's a lot of cursing going on, not like in a theatrical or dramatic way, but it's just like, yeah, it's like you ain't got no words for it because it's just feeling good. And then when they don't want to pull out, like that stuff.
And you're like, when niggas don't want to pull out, I'm like, wow, you really want to create a baby. When you have lost all your goddamn senses, your pussy must be really good. You don't want to pull out. My nigga, I'm fertile. I got to tell these niggas, a baby will be had. And depending on what that bag look like, you better really know if you want a baby or not. Because I am that bitch. She'll be like, I'm having her. Apple and Olive are going to be here and you're going to be their dad. So really think about this.
I mean, yeah, they definitely should think about it. That, okay, when they don't go away or like they resurface and they just keep coming back. And it's like, why are you here again?
Even like,
you miss me.
You
I know
miss me
it,
or you really want it. Like, even if a nigga
you miss
didn't,
the sex, to be clear, because you probably don't actually miss me. You miss the fucking.
Niggas be missing the sex that I haven't even got the draws yet. Like, there is someone who has been, I mean, going real hard trying to. I don't know if he wants to date me or if he just wants to have sex, but I can tell that he can tell that I have good pussy, and he just, I play him to the left all day long, Kiki, and I'd be like, bro, you're willing to like do all these things and I don't even want to use you. That's not what I'm on with him because I really am like, I'm not interested. But I can tell that he's like, I listen to Cocktails and know you're a hoe. And I'm just like, it's really not like that.
Yeah.
It's really not. Like,
do you feel like people think that because we do this show that sex is going to be good or like this wild and crazy experience?
Absolutely.
Niggas be thinking that all the time. And it's just like, I mean, it can be, but I'm not pulling out all my tricks.
For just any old body.
Yeah, like no. Now, I will say, okay, I had sex with this guy one time, and I was like, I gotta fuck him again because the first time we ever had sex, I was sleepy. And I was like, oh no, he knows I do this show. Like, I got a reputation to uphold, and I cannot be going out sad like this. Like, he can't be like, that bitch just be on the internet talking shit. No, I'm really about that life. So,
when the show first started getting big, like, I literally, that used to be a fear of mine. And every now and again, it still creeps around in the back of my head when I have sex with a new person and if they know about the show, and you never know someone's motive. Like, what if someone did just like woo you and you like them and then they fuck you and they're like, I'm putting this on the internet, this bitch got some like, that used to be a fear of mine, like, oh my gosh, like, I hope that I'm good, but you know, talent is really talent. This bitch
period.
Talented,
okay,
so but that did used to scare me because I just started fucking with a new dude and we didn't really have sex yet, real estate bae, and he's coming this weekend, and I was like, dang, I'm going to put it down.
Oh, that's right. I said I was about to start doing yoga because I need to get a little bit more limber.
Oh, girl, you got to come to the Yoga Bae sessions.
Yeah, I need to because I need it, and I feel like I also need to go to yoga so I can stop acting crazy. I feel the crazy creeping up out of me. It's coming out of my pores. It's coming, and I need to stop. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's that thing you was talking about earlier when you get older and you get more horny. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I could get no hornier.
But it's horny bad. Or crazy?
Well, it's starting with the horniness, and okay. I feel like the horniness triggers the crazy. And it's just like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm about to be a mess for the next 6 weeks probably, y'all. So just get prepared.
Now, why?
I'm crazy. I don't know. It came out. I had it locked away. I had put that shit up on the shelf somewhere in the back. And I don't know what has happened to me in the past 30 days, but I feel it. It's like I don't know if I'm bored. I don't know what I'm going through. But the
maybe
crazy
you're
is coming
about to
out.
Have a boyfriend.
What?
Maybe the new nigga is about to be your boyfriend, and that's why the crazy is like...
Well, I'm not necessarily crazy with just him. It's just like crazy, period. Like
you spread it around. You're like, you can get some. You can get
some. Opportunity, okay? I was doing a lot. I don't know, but...
Sometimes you just gotta let it out. I've been acting crazy, and I've just been like, you know what? This is me. Look at me.
Yeah, why am I hiding it? It's just who I am. That's why I be having these bursts. I just need to let the crazy be out.
Well, why is it that when niggas act crazy, it's okay? Like, they...
Who said that?
I feel like we allow them to get crazy. Like, a dude can blow your phone up, and it's not like you're going to block him and ignore him if you like him. But
because I kind of be liking that shit sometimes. Sometimes I'm like,
he is still calling.
Mm-hmm. Look at him. I told you, I said, that nigga's still blowing me up, girl. I'm not answering.
A dude can get your phone number and call you directly after he got it, and it's not, like, crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, like, when you get... You know when you exchange numbers and, like, you, like, I'm going to wait a little bit.
Oh, I don't be trying to wait.
Oh, you don't? Okay, you said,
wait. What are we waiting for?
I'll be trying to, like, wait a certain amount of time, but, like
how much?
Maybe, like, a day.
Now, they don't hit me up. Well, I guess it depends. I'm not usually the first one, but they hit me up first. So, yeah, I guess to your
Even
point.
Even if he calls a lot, it's just like, oh, he's really into me. But if you call a nigga too much, it's like, she's crazy.
She's clingy. What's wrong with her?
It's just like, we're grown. I was thinking about you.
Like
I want to talk to you.
Yeah. I'm just going to call you if I'm thinking about you. I'm not about to sit around playing these games.
And
I don't have time for that. We got weddings to plan.
I've already planned the wedding.
So, we need to get you fitted for your tux. Come on now. What you doing?
Talk about it. We need to plan the photo shoot.
Okay, we got to get catering.
Like, this is a lot. It's going to take a lot of planning, so let's start
it is
now.
COVID, like, it's restrictions up here, and we got to get this show on the road before they shut us back down.
Right.
The fuck?
And if I don't have a baby before I turn 35, it's going to be an at-risk pregnancy.
Come
on now.
Because then you're going to be old. Sorry.
Yeah, and I want twins.
Ooh.
I bet people be listening to this show.
Everybody in the room is like, bitch, what? People, when they listen, they're probably like, these girls are so delusional. And maybe I am. Maybe. But you know what? You'll love it here. It's fine.
It is.
It's fine.
It's the truth. The differences between sex with younger men versus sex with older men. Have you noticed any significant differences?
No, because I don't be having them age gaps like you. So the guys that I've had sex with, I think pretty much everybody has been within a 5 to 10 year age up from me. So that's not really that much older, I don't think. And then younger, one nigga was like a year and some change younger than me.
But that's it.
That's like the same age. We all 30-ish. So, no. Mm-mm. I'm scared to fuck the young boys.
I am too. And that's probably why I shouldn't be doing it. But I, you know, recently added a younger guy to my roster. And the difference is, and I like, y'all know I like older men. It's mm-hmm. no, like, people be like, oh, 40. I'm like, no. Granddaddy. So, like with the little titties and stuff. So,
pop,
pop. With the little titties. Papa, pop, granddaddy, which y'all like to call him. So, I'm noticing like with younger dudes, mm-hmm. they are aiming to make sure they're doing a good job, especially with the sex. They have a little bit more energy.
They definitely be having energy.
They be having a lot of energy. And, they don't really like to try new things. That's my experience, at least. Like, that booty hole with a young, early 20-year-old person, they're not
still young
fucking
and dumb.
With the booty hole. And
they
it's
haven't
like,
been open yet. Yeah, and it's like, boy, come here, let me slut you out real quick.
Yeah.
Tell you out today. Mm-hmm.
And then with older men, I've noticed I am trying to be more of like the... I'm the young whippersnapper and showing you what I got and like, look, I bet you miss your younger years. So I'm the one working harder to like please them in the bedroom. Now, when you get outside of the bedroom, the older man is winning. Yeah.
Okay.
And the younger man isn't because the young dudes don't even like to talk about, you know, money.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Huh? Like, they don't like to talk about, like, their goals and stuff. At least that's what... You know what I mean? You're like, well, where are you going? Like, where are we...
Yeah, see, you're not saying anything good to make me even want to dip into that little bitty baby pond.
Yeah. I think that, like, for me, older men have, like, the whole package.
Uh-huh.
And then the younger dudes, it's just dick.
Well, I mean, yeah. That's what I would assume. That's all they can offer. They might be cute to look at. Still young. Skin all right. You know, hairline's intact. That sort of thing.
Hopefully, if they have good genes, because some young dudes, it happens at a young age.
Yeah, some of them be looking like, you had a hard life. Yeah. You had a really hard life. Like, what the fuck did you go through? And then it's like, actually, I don't even want to know, because you probably got some pending cases about that.
Right, and then I'm going to have to stop.
No.
But yeah, this is an interesting world that I'm delving into.
It's new.
It's very new.
Okay, so I was with this guy the other day. And we were talking about the show, but not really like the content of the show, just about it. And so I was telling him about that short nigga we had on the show one time. I was like, yeah, he's petite. So we're laughing about it.
Petite.
He was like, don't call a man petite. I said he was, and he was not very respectful. So he was rude, I felt like. He kept having us ask the same damn question and not answer it. That is very rude when you ask to come on this show. Answer the goddamn question. Anyway, so we're talking about it. He was like, oh, I want to watch that episode.
Like, with you?
I was like, oh, it's on YouTube. You should watch it another time. Like, not with me. I don't want to watch it with you. But I said, I mean, it's up there. It's on the YouTube. But, like, you don't need, like, no need. I just told you about it. I told you the experience. Like, why do you need to go back and watch it? One view is really not going to help us that much. But, like, no.
I don't like when dudes do it. And I've had that happen a couple of times lately. Not with the older men, because they don't even know what a podcast is for the most part. They don't know that they have the app on their phone. You got to walk them through it. But, like, the younger group, they're like, oh, let's watch it now. And then I'm waking up and they got it streamed on the television. Turn it off.
Okay, you need to listen to this in private with your headphones on.
And most times, because it's like, nigga, I don't know if I talked about you.
I talked about you. I don't know what the fuck I said. I don't know when I was talking about fucking. Was I talking about fucking you or somebody else? I don't need you asking me questions.
And then
you're going
to have all these questions that I'm going to feel like I need to answer. And when I don't, this is entertainment. Listen on your own.
Right. It's just jokes, nigga. Relax. This one guy called me. He had listened to the show. And then he was like talking about some story, some cocktail I told, and he asked me a question like, why don't you like this about me? And I was just so confused because I was thinking
in my head. I can always tell when a nigga listens to it. I'll be like, you listen to the show.
Well, he told me he listened, and then he proceeded to have this conversation, but I was like, nigga, that story wasn't about you. Please stop asking me questions so I don't have to make things more awkward than they already are. It's not you. Stop assuming that everything is about you, too.
I told a guy that I was going to talk about him, and I forgot to do it last week, so let me just say
okay,
it now.
Okay, what happened?
You know how I went home? There's a guy when I go home who I know from high school, and he always is like, you know, let's go to dinner, let's hang out, let's go to brunch, whoop, whoop, whoop. And, you know, he's my friend. I know he's interested, and we used to, like, talk a little bit, but it was never anything so serious where it would be awkward if we hung out. So he'd been blowing me up because I posted that I was coming home. He had been blowing me up like a week prior to that. Like, hey, this is what I want to do. I made reservations here. Boop, boop, boop. I really want to see you. We had the day planned for Saturday.
Okay.
And when I tell you, he was annoyingly hitting me up. Like, I was like, bro, he's like, okay, this time when you come, don't leave with that. So I'm like, okay, let me really carve out some time so that I don't forget. Because when I go home, I'll be forgetting about anyone other than my family. I'm just there to be hanging out with family. Yeah. I'm not really trying to go out and do all that stuff when I go home. So I get to Texas. He hits me up. He's like, are you here? I was like, yeah. So Friday comes around and he's like, hey, no, Thursday comes around. He's like, hey, what do you think about us doing like a brunch on Sunday? And I was like, the only day that I like carved out some time for you was Saturday.
Right,
so,
you said Saturday.
Yeah, Sunday would kind of like make it a little bit harder for me. So I would prefer Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just catch me next time. And he was like, okay, no, Saturday it is.
Okay.
Saturday came. You think we went somewhere? Do you think that...
So after all of that...
After all... And that's what makes me so upset, like, about certain types of men. You want to act like on Instagram and on all these things that you're this man that is so romantic, and every time we post stuff about the show, oh, I'm so different. But are you, though? Are you? Yeah. Because, first of all, you wasted my time. I already had a backup plan because I didn't know... he started not really being... he wasn't communicating on Friday.
Okay.
And it's not really my job to hit you because this was your idea. I don't want to hang out with you anyway. So then Saturday comes and I was like, I haven't heard anything from you and I just want you to know I am going to talk shit about you on the show because this is actually ridiculous. Why would you blow me up this much just to not do shit, bro?
Right. That's dumb.
That's dumb.
I don't like that. It's like, you didn't have to hit me up to begin with. I was here with my family, spending time with them. I don't need to see you.
Exactly. And then he said, well, he gave me this excuse, which, you know, valid, but still an excuse. He was like, you know, something had happened with someone in his family. He had to take him to the hospital. So you could not find it anywhere, anytime. I said, did they die? He was like, no, they're fine. Mm-hmm. You couldn't just text me and be like, hey, Saturday is not going to work anymore. I'm so sorry. If you can't meet, just something as simple as that. And that's something that, like, I have learned to don't waste people's time.
Yeah.
I try not to do that. If I do, I will even, you weren't even going to hit me yet, bro. Like, what if I actually liked you and was like ready and dressed when in reality, I don't like you at all. And I was doing you a favor. So it was just like annoying, bro. Like, let people know, communicate that. Hey, I'm not going to make it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Here's a Cash App. For your time that I wasted.
And Medina don't do nothing else. She gonna remind y'all to send her a goddamn Cash App, okay? It's no inconveniences. She is charging inconvenience fees on your ass.
He really had me mad. I was like, bro, that's why I be doing all these rants on Instagram about these niggas. Because y'all are dumb.
They really are. It's very ghetto there. I text my friend today and I said, can you please pray for me to get a husband soon? Because it's very ghetto over here. I'm sick of it. It's making me break out in hives and my hair is falling out. I just can't handle it. It's too stressful. It's annoying. I just want to be cuddled up with somebody.
All day. Mm-hmm. I keep telling my girlfriends and family members who are like, I'm getting a divorce or I'm breaking up. I'm like, make sure you really want to come back out here because this side is not.
It's not fun.
It is not fun, you guys. Yeah, some sex might be good.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the only good part.
It's not fun out here. It's not fun.
Do you know what it's like when you have to go find a fucking ladder and put it on top of some other shit because you can't reach the stuff? When you can't open a jar? What am I going to do when I can't open the jar? There's no man around to help me out. No. I'm just going to be running shit under the water, trying, pulling out tools that I don't really know how to use, breaking fucking nails and shit. Girl, the other day, I was in my cabinet. I live in an apartment. First of all, the maintenance man should be coming by. Something was wrong with the drawer where the trash is. Girl, I was all in that cabinet. I had to pull out a power drill and fixing my damn self.
Oh,
I said,
my God,
oh,
the
hell
horror.
No.
I can't even imagine doing that. And do you ever sometimes get nervous when the maintenance man comes? You'd be like, what if this nigga just murked me today? He know I don't
sometimes
got no
I
man.
Sometimes I think about that.
He
what
know
if
I'm
he
here
was
by
just
myself.
Like, she is so beautiful, I'm just going
to
take it.
Yeah, I'd be thinking that to her. What if this nigga comes in my apartment and be smelling my drawers? I think about that. Oh, I had to have the maintenance man come today because something was wrong with my washing machine. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I had just got out the shower and I had a little wraparound thing on. And then I opened the door and I was like, this is not safe. And he know I don't have no man. And I was terrified. But then I was terrified to be like, hold on, let me. I was like, come in. Like, I need a man. I need a fucking man for my sanity and my safety, you guys. God damn it.
And I just need one for nighttime. And for handyman
work.
Because
it feels good to lay with a man and you be all up under him and cuddling. Do you like to cuddle
up in
all night? Or do you have with? I do too.
I like to be
the
wrapped
all-night
up like
cuddle.
This.
That's why I put the air conditioner on 68. So we don't have to go through all that. We're hot and sweaty now. Like,
well, when I get hot, then we just wake up and then we have sex and we cuddle again.
I can't wait to cuddle this weekend. I planned a little day.
Oh, where are you going?
And I like this because he was like, did you make reservations? I was like, look at you.
Of course I did.
Yeah. He had never been to Chops. So okay. We're going to go to Chops. I couldn't get a reservation there. It was already booked. But he was like, I don't mind sitting at the bar. I was like, well, sometimes when I sit at the bar, I feel like a prostitute. But okay.
But, I do too.
So
a hotel bar.
Especially. So I will do that, but then I also made a reservation at Howl's just in case I am like, no, I want to sit at a table with you and again play footsie under the
now,
table.
Now, I do like Howl's.
I love me some Howl's. Mm-hmm. Girl.
I kind of want to go today, but I'm not dressed.
That lobster mac.
Ooh. I like the oysters. They had the best ribeye. And it said it was the best ribeye in the city, but you know, everybody be saying that. Mm-hmm. That shit was the best ribeye in the city, and I fucked that shit up.
Ribeye isn't pork, right?
No, it's a steak, a beef steak.
Okay.
It's just the cut of the meat. So delicious. That's really what I want. I'm going to have to figure out where I can go and sit and have it.
Going to nice steakhouses. I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. So I went out with, I have to give this bae a name. I don't know yet. Went out with him. He was like, hey, one of my best friend is in town. I want you to meet him. Mm-hmm. He's a BDB. Not the one that I got. He's like a kind of, well, but the single? Friend is a, he's single. Mm-hmm. He big and ugly, bitch. But,
I don't care about
okay,
that.
Okay. I'm talking about like Bruce big. That's nigga fine. Big. Okay.
As long as he don't stink, he don't stink. Cause the big BDBs be having like the good cologne.
They do, but some of them have bad odors, but no, he didn't stink. Okay. So he was like, and he had, my bae had already let me know this nigga got that guap. We're going to probably be out all night. It's going to be fun. I was like, okay, cool.
And when was this?
This was Saturday.
I was going to say, well, girl, this was Saturday. You could have texted me, but never mind. I was doing some other things.
So, girl, I'm hanging out with the homeboys. I was like, oh, you like me. So so the friend picks us up. It was a nice little Porsche. I was like, okay. Mm. So I never really been inside of a Porsche. The only time was when I went to the Porsche experience. I've mm-hmm. never, like, dated a dude who had a Porsche or anything like that. So mm-hmm. I felt really classy. They let me sit in the front. I felt like I was his bitch. I was like, mm-hmm. Anyway, so we went to Lobster.
I hope you didn't do that when you got in the car.
I wanted to take a snap. You know when you're doing some luxurious shit, you want to, but you don't want them to be like, bitch, you ain't never been in nothing nice.
Right. Like, you ain't used to nothing, huh?
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. So get this moment.
We go to Chops and he says that there's other girls coming. I was like, oh, I thought I was going to be the only girl. Girl, I might as well have been. He invited these two girls. One of them walks in. I'm talking about pissy drunk, as if we were at a after hour spot and you've already been drinking. This was 7:30. Dinner reservations at a table, not at the bar, at Chops, my nigga. Belly hanging out. You know, you forget to suck in because you're that drunk. We've mm-hmm. all been there, but not at dinner.
Not at dinner.
She sat, one of the girls was so fucking drunk, and her friend, you could tell her friend was getting mad. And I found out that they were prostitutes, and I didn't know this. And I was like, well, how much are you paying them? Because I'm just here
for free.
Like, so the bitch sits down, takes her shoes off, kicks her bare feet up on the back of a chair. Kiki.
Were they black at the bottom?
I couldn't tell, but her toes needed to be done. I was like,
was this her first paying gig as a prostitute? Like, bitch.
I was like, she was on FaceTime talking about, put Skittles on the phone. Skittles was her child. I was like, I have
so many questions, but I know you don't know the answer.
I was just trying not to talk because sometimes because they never, one of the girls acknowledged me, but the real drunk girl didn't. And sometimes when people are that drunk, I never know how people are going to receive me being all, you know, you're like, hey, and then they, all of a sudden now we're arguing or she talking shit. I just didn't know because she was that drunk and I don't know her. So I was like, I'm going to mind my business. Because normally I'd be like, oh, well, hi, I'm Medina. But she was drunk and I didn't want her to take it the wrong way and be like, bitch, you trying to square up? Because she seemed like she was square up at the table at Chops. So anyway, she ended up talking to me. Ooh. When they started talking about hoe shit, I joined in on the conversation. Like, I can talk about this, y'all. I know I look classy, but a bitch can talk about some hoe shit. Mm-hmm. So the girl told me that she was a prostitute. I asked her, like, what does she like to do? Because they told her about the podcast. Mm-hmm. I asked the girl that wasn't as drunk, what does she like to do? She was like, I like to sell pussy. Kiki.
That's what a prostitute does.
And that, she said, that's strictly all I like to do. I ain't got no hobbies. I'm not interested in nothing else but selling pussy. And I was like, would you like to come on the show? But then I was like, no, these hoes gonna come here too drunk. They're gonna break some shit. They're gonna break our little paint your life portrait. And
we can't be having that. It's gonna be another 2 weeks before we get a new one.
No. But it was really an interesting experience because I'm sitting here with these two classy men and like you, and this is.
Why did they have them there?
I asked when we got in the car because we were gonna go to Magic City afterwards. He was like, we're gonna go to Magic. But when we got outside, he was like, we're actually gonna go to Platinum because I'm just gonna let them go to Magic and not tell them where we're going because they were.
He should have sent them to Platinum.
Bro, shit face. The girl was arguing with the waiter, and I was just like...
Arguing about what?
But then I also was like, if these were black people, would y'all have kicked them out? Because the girls weren't black. And I was like, I feel like if they were two black women, it would have been like everyone's scared and get out. No, I just knew they were going to get kicked out. And the dude whose friends that they were, whoever hired them, he was like, well, they know me so well here that they wouldn't kick anybody out that's with me. I'm like, are you sure? This bitch took her shoes off and put them on the back of...
It's never let me get like
that.
There.
I'm ever that drunk with a friend. You better say it's time to go home.
Yeah, like...
Anyways, we did have a really good night. Got rid of them, and went to Platinum, had a really fun time. And I mean, all that money, I stole a little.
It happens.
Yeah.
Why are we like this? Something is wrong.
I don't know.
I wanted to go to a strip club this weekend, but I don't know why I didn't.
I've never been to a Houston. No, I have been to a Houston strip club with Lieutenant Bay, and it was horrid.
Which one did y'all go to?
I can't even remember the name. I was like, I want to leave. It was country.
Was it the Crazy Bull, maybe?
I don't know. I didn't like it.
And then it's like, I felt like the girls were not taking pride in their work. Your hair needs to be done. You need to be looking cute. I don't know if it was an off day, a slow day, or what. But it happened at, like, two of the clubs that I went to. And I was just like, this cannot be the shit that Drake be rapping about.
This cannot be the
like, shit. Is it just a different experience when he see y'all afterwards? Because I was just not impressed. I don't know. But I always have a good time at the regular clubs. So that is a good club.
It just brings out a whole different side of me. And I love when a man's never been to the strip club with me and then goes and he's like, because sometimes I feel like I give off this very innocent look where it looks like I don't live no life. And it looks like maybe I don't cuss or say the N-word when in reality, I do. And he looks like I'm going to go to the strip club and be uncomfortable when in reality, I'm going to go and be in the bitch's pussy more than you. Like, I'm enjoying this way more than you. And they were like, okay, she can hang. I'll show
her. That'd be surprised.
I was like, I don't even need y'all sitting here. I'm going to the stage.
Yeah, like, y'all can scoot over.
Girl.
I'm about to get a dance.
I'm comfortable up in here.
Anyways,
well, I guess we can move on to Indecisive Diane, and when we come back, we'll read y'all some advice.
Okay.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
Hey, ladies, it's me, Indecisive Diane. And let me tell you, today I'm going to do a repeat. I need you to go to Chops and Lobster Bar. They have an upstairs part and a downstairs part. The downstairs is the lobster bar. Upstairs is the steakhouse. Both menus are to die for. Ladies, you can go here by yourself. Maybe meet a sugar daddy, a pimp. Who knows? I suggest you go there on a date with a very special person. Bye.
Okay, and we are back from Indecisive Diane, and it is time for the advice. Remember, if you would like to ask a question on the show, you can email us, askcocktails@gmail.com. I almost forgot the email just then, and then I felt like my eyes were crossing. I gotta eat. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry, too.
I'm like Beyonce. I'm hungry. It's been 32 days. I ain't had no carbs or nothing.
That is just so crazy. Okay, so the first one, the subject was, my seat was wet.
Ooh.
Hey, ladies, I'm going to keep this as short as possible. So I work in an office setting with all women. The only men we see in our office is the mailman or the IT guy if we are having computer issues. The IT guy has been in the office quite frequently lately. We will call him James. One evening, James was working on my computer and I had to stay over an extra 40 minutes after everyone had left to be sure my computer was properly locked. Oh my God, I hope she ain't fucking.
I bet she did.
During this time, we sparked a convo and it got flirty. He was telling me how fine I was and the things he would do to me and how he wanted to sit on my desk and eat my pussy.
He's supposed to be fixing the computer and what?
My seat was wet.
Was he fine?
He must have been. I tried to contain myself, but it was nearly impossible. I switched off my computer tower with my foot and told him that he might want to check what is going on down there.
Oh, I see what you did
there,
sister.
People are so bold. He went under my desk and I opened my legs up. Girl. He started rubbing my pussy through my pants. I let out a moan and said, just imagine what else I can do. Fast forward to 2 weeks later, he was in the office working on someone else's computer, and I knew I wanted to have a little flirt session with him. So I acted as if I was having a computer issue as well. I stayed over again this time. But as soon as everyone left for the day, he cut right to the chase. He got down under my desk, put his head in my sundress, and started eating my pussy was his last meal. Where the fuck do y'all work at?
I mean,
and y'all gonna be on somebody's camera. I was moaning, loving every second of it. All of a sudden, the bathroom door opened and the cleaning lady came out with her eyes wide open. We had no idea she was even there. I was extremely embarrassed and apologized. But she didn't say a word and just went into the next bathroom. This took place last month, and now every time James comes into the office now, he won't even look my way. I understand that this is our job, but to just act like you wasn't on your hands and knees eating my pussy? Unacceptable. Ladies.
That's what was unacceptable. Okay.
Ladies, is he wrong? Or do I need to sweep it under the rug and just be lucky the cleaning lady didn't snitch and have me lose my job? Keep in mind, he is fine and knows how to eat pussy. Sincerely, the wet one.
Bitch, look.
I mean,
that is weird, it's also like, girl, you just fucked the computer nigga. Like, well, you didn't fuck him, but you let him eat your pussy. I mean, be glad you still got your job, because that could be bad. It could really turn into something way bigger.
It could, and still could, because you just never know when someone wants to speak out about how you made them uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's wrong. I think he's just nervous, because we see these things come out in public so often, especially hearing this weird sex stuff. You just never know when some shit gonna hit the fan and be like, the maintenance man, or maybe he thinks you're uncomfortable to the point where you could say something to make him lose.
He don't know what's going on. Maybe you just need to slip him a note and say, hey, I want to finish what we started, but we're going to have to do it off the job somewhere else.
It probably makes it less exciting.
Probably. But do that. And then otherwise, girl, you just going to have to cut your losses.
Yeah, and just kind of just keep that little secret, and then that never happened. And I mean, if you just feel compelled to know, like, or talk to him, I would say maybe pull him aside. But he probably scared for you to do that shit, too. Mm-hmm. He probably like,
no. You need to send an email.
Yeah. Send a maintenance request.
Yes. Oh, good luck, girl. Let us know what happens. All right. This one. Hi, ladies. I'm a big fan of the show. I love how you guys give us men, the women, I think you meant woman, the woman's perspective on all of these topics. I appreciate it a lot. I forgot what episode it was, but I remember you guys talking about how a guy can have good dick and everything, but crazy dick is just on a different level. I would love to know what is the difference between good dick and crazy dick, and if there's a way for a man to upgrade from good to crazy dick. Sincerely, just a guy trying to give crazy dick out here. You know, I appreciate your enthusiasm to improve your skills.
Me too.
That's really good.
You're off to a great start, young man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's step one, is to want to change something. Like, maybe you feel like, maybe my dick is good, but these bitches don't really go crazy over me. So, like, what do I need to do? What do you think?
I would say Mr. Wants to Have Crazy Dick. Whenever I've received the crazy dick, it's always with a man who... He doesn't ask any questions. The vibe is already there. We're already down for fucking. He knows his way around a woman's body, and he's just doing the things. He's not really, he doesn't seem like skittish or nervous to just like flip you over and try something. Now, if you say no, that's one thing. But normally with a man that's going to give you crazy dick, you're so ready for what he's about
really
to do. You're not going to say no. And I'm talking about, like, he's nibbling on the collarbones, hitting them body parts that people forget about. Mm-hmm. He's manhandling you in the most sexy way. You want it again. You got to touch the bitch in ways that she hasn't been touched before. And some men aren't confident enough to do that because they don't know what they're doing, or they just won't try it.
Yeah.
So you have to have a certain level of confidence. Grab her by her throat, and you're not really worried about, is she going
to
think?
Tell her what to do.
Mm-hmm. Tell her what to do. When she's sucking your dick, like, grab her hair and be like, that, like, talking. Mm-hmm. It's doing
all look into her eyes when you're fucking her. Don't be trying to have a dance routine with an 8-count worked out, but, like, really think about some things that you want to try and try that shit. Don't be doing the same boring stuff. Look into her eyes. Make it passionate. You need to be kissing. You need to be getting hot, sweaty, and just, like...
You need to be doing all the things. Mm-hmm. And that's how you get crazy dick. Because then she's going to be like, wow, the thing that makes you crazy is everybody doesn't move like that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have sex and it's good, but it's not like,
you're not really thinking about it all day or days later or sending drunk texts about it and stuff like that. You know?
It's like you can be like a straight A student, or you can be the student. What's above the A's? The people that go above and beyond, they're in the experience classes.
oh, that's when they have like the AP classes and stuff, and they get A's in those. So their GPA is a lot. They're like, I'm like, what's above an A? What?
I'm like, whatever those students are called, the ones that are really smart,
like an honor student.
An honor student. You can. You need to be an honor, so you go above and beyond to please her. It's not really about you.
You have to do that consistently. Yeah, because trust me, when you do all of that to please a woman, she is going to want to feel like she has to figure out what to do to have crazy pussy for you because she's so appreciative. Yeah. You know, it's just gonna elevate the whole entire experience.
And that's what you want to give someone, an experience. Mm-hmm. You don't want to just fuck and then we're sitting here like, oh, I just wasted my juicy.
Pass me the remote.
Yeah.
Wasted my damn she orgasms pills.
For nothing. Boring ass sex.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
So anyway, there you go. I hope that helps.
Good luck. Let us know, you know, send us a cocktail if you figure out how to give these girls some crazy dick and let us know how it goes. Or tell her to send in a cocktail.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll be wondering, like, if a guy I was having sex with, if he wrote a cocktail about our sex, how would he say it? Because my ass is crazy and I'd be fantasizing about stuff. I'm like, did that really happen, bitch?
That would be a really good episode.
That would.
If we could somehow bring the niggas here, blur their faces out and be like, okay, live cocktail.
Oh,
and then we all start fucking on the couch. Too much. They don't kick us out of the new studio. They're going to be like, y'all cocktails can't record it no more.
The eyes in the room was just like, hella, fucking on the couch. Like, this couch ain't even leather, girl. I put a towel down. Shoot. That's Patreon content.
That is.
Could you imagine if we posted our sex tape?
A porn tape. We would be banned from Patreon. They would be like, what
the fuck? You could post that on there.
You can't. I tried to post a King Noir video and I got a message that said this content is not okay. I don't remember what it said verbatim. Remember I texted you and I was like, I think I got our account deleted.
I thought you could.
It didn't
Maybe
let
not.
Me do the King Noir. It was a clip of like a piece of porn.
Oh, well, I guess. Oh, no, it wasn't Patreon. It was Vimeo because we upload through Vimeo. I do remember that now. Yeah. So, well, sorry. Y'all not getting no sex tape. Y'all wasn't getting that shit no way. You gotta fuck me to see the tapes, okay? And that's just how that goes, period. That's not really that hard to do, though, I guess. Moving on to the cocktails. Okay. So if you have a cocktail that you want to send in, you out here giving crazy dick, crazy pussy, all that, or you experience some, email us cocktails.atl@gmail.com. All right, you want
to
go first?
I'm going to go first. I am going to read a cocktail.
Okay.
Because I told a cocktail on the latest Patreon episode.
Okay.
Whew, if y'all go and listen to that, you're going to be like, Medina. Okay.
I'm trying to decide if I want to tell my cocktail on here.
Mm.
I feel like I should, but I don't know. Let me think about it. You go ahead.
Okay. Hey, ladies. I absolutely love the show. I just went through a devastating split with a long-distance fling. The entire story is too much to type at present. And I'm honestly still gathering my thoughts. There were several things that kicked my Virgo senses into overdrive
Uh-oh.
On this last visit. But the highlights include having me wait over an hour in his driveway after driving 2 hours to see him. And there being hair in his bathroom sink that I know good and damn well was not mine.
Damn.
Ooh. Those two curls were freshly fallen. And I hadn't been there in 3 weeks. Niggas is done. For now, I've attached a screenshot of my farewell email I sent to him after his vacuum cleaner was delivered from Walmart. Once I get over the hurt enough to concisely gather my thoughts, I'll send you guys the full story. In a nutshell, we had amazing sex for 8 months. And when I asked what this was, it didn't go well. Sincerely, trying to suck it up.
Damn.
Okay, I'm going to read the farewell text. I guess this is the real cocktail. I hope your parting gift arrived safe and sound. Was that the vacuum?
Yes. So it's not the real cocktail, but this is what the farewell message was.
Okay.
It's dramatic. I read it.
I hope your parting gift arrived safe and sound. I put a lot of thought into it. The hair in the sink was devastating and a confirmation of what I've suspected for months. I need to eat some food.
You weak now. That's all it is. You just need
to
some energy.
To be told, it was mine from 3 weeks ago and that it got there somehow from cleaning the vacuum cleaner. from cleaning the vacuum cleaner made me feel awful. So I decided to send a vac similar to the one that we use in our home for three women with similar hair shed. Sorry, guys. My contacts are really crunchy. It uses the attached bags, and you won't have to clean it over the sink or ask anything and risk the next woman finding my hairs. Oh, he tried to play you from prior weeks. Simply remove and discard the entire bag. You can buy the Great Value or the Febreze style. I know how you like to save a dollar at home and put all your money into your car. They're the same price, though. It includes a nifty hose attachment to use for your new hose hair. This way, the hairs don't get caught in the bristles and cause you any more trouble. I will say, I'm glad you didn't choose a bald-headed chick to invite over. There is some solace in that. I hope this assists in covering your tracks better. This is the last communication from me, and I'll be literally out of your hair. I wish you good luck in most of your life, though I do wish the next three pussies you slide up into are dry and as sandpaper. Ma'am. I mean...
That was definitely some Virgo shit. I've definitely thought about doing something like that before. I've never done it, but I feel you. I feel where you was coming from. That was very dramatic, but I'm sure you
read
that.
It.
That's the thing. That's why I never send them, because it's like,
because you be mad, you're even more mad.
Yeah, and then it's like, I don't plan to talk to you again, so I'm not going to know. And just that unknowing feeling.
Or you did just say, this is my last message, but then next week you're like, wow, you really not going to respond.
Yeah, like, okay, it's like, stop. Turn your crazy down. That's what I be having to tell myself. Okay. All right, next one. I'm going to read this one because I can't get my thoughts together. I'm still like, it's like, you know when you have sex and you still feel it? Yes. Maybe by the time we record the next episode, I'll be ready to talk about it.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to read this one. Okay. I have a nice slutty story for you guys. Bear with me. It's pretty long. I love a slutty story.
Me too.
All right. So yesterday I decided to spice things up with my man and have a little fun. I started foreplay pretty early by calling him while he was out and telling him my deep desires to taste him. Mm. He was out meeting up with the boys and tried his best to keep his composure as I was talking dirty to him on the phone. Because I wanted the foreplay to continue, I created this little game to further the night along. Okay, gang. To start the game, I created three slutty videos and named them Freako, Freak Nasty, Slutty Freak.
Oh, I'm doing this.
I know. I want to take this game. This is fun. All right, girl. Okay. Each video had to out-slut each other, and then I rated them. From least to greatest. Before my man returned home, I sent him these instructions. The instruction says, you have to guess which video is the freakiest from the title of its name, from least to greatest. If you guess the order of the videos correctly, you will be rewarded that video you guessed correct. If you shall guess wrong, you would be punished. Oh.
This is sexy.
Choose wisely. So she gives the three options. Okay, my man was so excited and texted me his answers fairly quickly. He got one video right, so he received one video and his punishment. If he wanted to see the other two videos, he had to complete two assignments in order to see them. You bossy. Okay, I like it though. His assignments were to tongue kiss me for a minute without touching my body and give me a full body massage while kissing and sucking his favorite spots. The sexual tension was so hot between us. His dick looked so juicy and big, and I was ready for him. I told Bae to grab his GoPro and strap it on his chest. Oh,
not the GoPro strap.
No,
grab the strap, baby.
Okay. Because it was time for his punishment. Lord, they gonna be on Pornhub. Send us the link. Okay. I passed Bae the weed as I took an ice cube to my mouth and swallowed his dick, deep throating it as the ice cube goes up and down his shaft. He instantly started moaning and curling his toes. It's so funny to me. His toes be curling up. Okay. I wanted him and wasn't going to stop. I sucked his dick like I was trying to win a gold medal. Spit was all over his juicy dick, all over my face, down my chest, on the couch. And all I heard was him saying, that's how you suck dick, beautiful. You sucking that dick, bae. You so good to me. I like when niggas say that too. You so good to me. I know. All right. And loud modes coming from him. I was so turned on, ladies, that I just had to finish him. He stood up and I placed myself under his balls and started sucking, licking, and gargling balls as I jacked his dick off. May knees started to buck as he got close to coming. I deep-throated his balls and dick one more time before Blay best me with that warm cum all over my face. I was so happy, just smiling with cum all over my face. She put the little smiling emoji. It felt so good to slut my baby out.
It wasn't long before he was fast asleep. Don't worry, though. I got mines as soon as he woke up a few hours later. By the way, the video looks like a whole production did it. It got wide view angles, zoom ins, etc. I felt like a little porn star, and I love it. Until next time, ladies. Reminder, say something. Oh, that's your reminder.
Reminder. Well, that was an amazing cocktail. I felt it.
Yeah. Like, I want to try this.
Right. Guess what, I want to gargle some balls.
I need a man.
I do too.
I'm going to save that for when I get a man, because these niggas don't deserve it.
But she really got me like trying to plan something for the nigga I do have like flying in. I kind of want to do the thing that you did, how you send the picture before they land. I think I'm going to do that. Of me in the car, like one. Waiting on you. Mm-hmm. But reminder, I want to make sure that you guys know that Paradise and Vibe Wellness Retreat is almost sold out. I would love for everyone to be able to come to Costa Rica October 2nd through the 10th. They made this trip longer. I was like, God damn.
That's a long trip.
That's your whole vacation. But you guys, it is worth it. If you've ever wanted to go on a trip, solo trip by yourself, male or female, you just want to be around new types of people, a whole new vibe, make sure you guys go to paradiseandvibe.com and come with me to Costa Rica in October. It'll be fun and well worth it.
Sounds like it. Okay, guys. Well, remember to sign up for Patreon. It's patreon.com/cocktails. New bonus episodes every Monday, and we're doing a monthly live. So if you missed last month, sorry to you, but you can still join. The memberships start at, for the bonus content, $3. So you can get audio, you can get video. We sometimes will do like just extra things. Like there's a video up. We had some girlfriends come out with us, and we did an aerial silks class. It was fun. Had a little twerking, a little falling, you know, good stuff. It was a good time, though. So check us out on Patreon. Also, make sure that you are watching our videos on YouTube. If you didn't realize we had a YouTube channel, we've had it for quite some time. Mm-hmm. So check out the video episodes. We'd really appreciate it. Give us a thumbs up, subscribe, leave a comment. That's the easiest place to comment about the episodes, too, is YouTube. So go ahead and get on there. And then follow us on Instagram. We're at Cocktails Podcast. I'm at Kiki Said So.
And I'm at Coffee Bean Bean.
And until next week, you guys. Goodbye.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.